And our series continues on our Vision Atlantic transformational project of 142 housing units, in addition to the Nishna Valley Family YMCA and also the new 300 capacity Child Care Development Center. And today we're joined by Mr. Nick Zemmer, who is the campaign consultant for this project and is with the American City Bureau. And Nick, great to have you along here. And tell us about yourself here.
Well, thank you, Tom. It's great to be here today. And a little bit about myself. I'm from Wayne, Nebraska, originally. Went to Wayne State College. And then eventually I started a YMCA career in Fremont, Nebraska as a program director, senior program director. Ended up in Niles, Michigan for 5 years. That's near South Bend in Notre Dame, Indiana. And I was the executive director there in Niles. And then I had the chance to come to Red Oak in 1995 to start a YMCA from scratch. There was no YMCA, so we went and recruited volunteers. We had a great board of directors, and we had about 70 people go out and help raise money for a YMCA that's still there in Red Oak. And then after 24 more years, my wife's Nancy. She is from the Elliott Griswold area. Her name was Coughlin, Nancy Coughlin. And we retired in 2017 from the YMCA, and then I worked for American City Bureau. And American City Bureau, our company is campaign consultants throughout the Midwest and the United States. We help guide volunteers and organizations through a large capital campaign process. So I actually have the YMCA experience, so I mainly work in YMCAs in Nebraska, Iowa, southern Minnesota. We're not limited to YMCAs. I help out with like the Griswold Child Development Center a few years back, Red Oak Child Development Center. I'm working with Southwestern Community College in Creston, so Spirit Lake with the Lakes Regional Hospital. So you kind of work with all these organizations and help guide them the right direction on a campaign that could last a couple of years.
How did this all start?
Well, how did this all start? That's a great question. We were able to, again, work with the Vision Atlantic Board and the YMCA Board back really in the spring of 2023. I mean, they had to work on performas, things like that. Is this going to be a sustainable model, whether it be with the YMCA childcare and the YMCA, and then obviously they have the housing component with Vision Atlantic. But once you kind of go through that and find those things, then you have to do a feasibility study. That's the most important part in a campaign. We worked with the Vision Atlantic and YMCA Board of Directors, and we interviewed about 40 people in the community during the month of June and July of 2023, just to have conversations. Would they be willing to be a volunteer? Who else could be a volunteer with this campaign? Who else could maybe be a donor of this campaign? Do they like the project? What do they think of the strengths of the project, the weaknesses of the project? And should you proceed? Because maybe there's some other projects going on at the same time, and you want to make sure that you're going to be balanced out with the volunteers and the, you know, the donations. The most important thing with the feasibility study is finding the volunteers, because since I left the YMCA, Tom, 8 years ago, and we see this with YMCA work and then with work with our companies or our clients, is you have to have the volunteers. The money is usually out there in communities, but if you only have 5 or 6 people, there's no way they can tackle Cass County and Atlantic by themselves. They might think they can, but they can't, because they have other jobs, their families, all their things that they do, because they're volunteers working on these projects.
So talk about your role as a consultant then.
Well, yeah, our role is to be a coach, resource director, guidance, their form, motivation. You know, there's going to be ups and downs in a campaign. You're going through 24 or 25 months of a campaign. And so we can save a client quite a bit of time, because they don't have to reinvent the wheel. There's trainings to do. There's job descriptions to put together. Right now, this is Vision Atlantic, and I know you've had this on your station and you had other people, but they have close to 80 volunteers. So 80 volunteers, somebody's kind of got to manage those people. And we do that role in terms of helping them out with agendas, minutes, those type of things, structures of the campaign, and just trying to keep it, you know, in the best communication possible.
So there's a roadmap for a campaign that clients like Vision Atlantic follow. What would that roadmap be?
Well, obviously the feasibility study was important, because what happened after that, Tom, in 2023, then we gave a report to them in the fall of 23, and they decided to move forward. There were some things they had to obviously work out with the Lakin Foundation, so that got ironed out. And then you just start to put the campaign readiness. A lot of people think you just go into campaign mode right away, but you don't. It can take another 3 to 4 months to build your team, just building your foundation, just like you do here at the station. You have to have good people, job descriptions, orientations, trainings. That takes about 3 or 4 months, all your communication pieces. And then you have to go in strategic order. How are you going to try to raise this funding? You have to start from the top and work your way down. All gifts are important. Every gift's important. But in today's world, you probably have to find a good 20, 30 potential donors that are going to probably open up the door for the next 70% of it. It's just the way it kind of works. And then once you get into about 70, 75% raised, you know the project is not an if anymore. It's just when it's going to happen. And then that's when you see more public efforts and more things, because the project is going to happen. And that's why when people kind of come out of the gates large and all the fanfare, that's a kind of mistake, because you could overpromise and underdeliver. Mm. And so we want to protect the agency or the organization working for, also these volunteers, because they're volunteers. And that's why when you get about 70%, then you even see more public things.
So talk about options then.
Well, I mean, the options are, I mean, when you find your funding sources, obviously there's grants, because today's world, I mean, prices have changed. When we built the YMCA in Red Oak in 1997, 98, square footage for YMCA was about $90 a square foot. Today, to build a YMCA, you're looking anywhere from about $300, $400 a square foot. So there's just no way you can just do that privately with X amount of people in the community. You have to find other funding sources, and that's where grants come in. Obviously, the Lakin Foundation has come in huge. That was a huge opportunity for you. You get into, obviously, your advanced level gifts, your major gifts, your community gifts, and then you have to have partners, whether that be other organizations, municipalities, all those people, I mean, come together, the county, city, all that comes together for the betterment of Cass County and, obviously, Atlantic. But this project is so unique because it is really a regional project. I mean, you talk about a movie theater being brought back to your community and operated at the YMCA. That's going to open up so many doors and avenues. A children's museum. You know, Dan Haynes and their staff, they've done the statistics and the market research. That'll draw probably anywhere from 60 to 70 miles radius. Mm-hmm. What's that going to do for your community? It's going to bring in people to come in to do more shopping, maybe want to definitely live here. And then obviously with the housing opportunity with Vision Atlantic, you're set up in your health care and everything, great school systems here, places to worship, your businesses. Atlantic is set up for quite a success. And we see that where I live in Southwest Iowa. People are watching this Vision Atlantic project through the Lakin Foundation, and obviously your group is one of the first towns out of the chute on this whole thing.
Interesting. I know, did you talk about managing the overall structure of the project? Or?
Yeah, what we work there, I mean, there's so many committees, I mean, with grants and communications and facility, and then you have, obviously, with your campaign solicitation groups, we break them down into advanced level. We break them down into major level gifts. We have community gifts. So all those people you work with directly, you attend their meetings. One thing that has changed since COVID is I would used to go to like a community or client every other week and be on the road. And you would be here for 3 or 4 days and you would have all your meetings 3 or 4 days. And you go back home and get your assignments done. Today with Zoom, it's good and bad. You can be in Atlantic by Zoom, you know, for a couple meetings, and then you can switch and be with another client. But there is time you have to be in your client's community face-to-face. I mean, for kiosk or important meetings, and they're all important, but there's just times you need to be with them face-to-face.
So how, I mean, this project, I mean, how, I guess, how remarkable is it to you? Or I know you've dealt with a lot of different clients and agencies. What about this one here?
It's,
how would you rate
it? Yeah, number one, we're not saying it because I'm here on the station with you. This is the number one project, and it's taking notice throughout the United States of America. Our company has been in business for 113 years, and we've never had a project like this. And from hospitals to churches to YMCAs to colleges and on down the road, this is remarkable because it is bringing the whole community needs. And you kind of got to go back even further when we got involved in 23, probably in the fall of 22, and I know you were at some of those the meetings they had at the community center, at the county CAS center, where they would put sticky notes on the wall, hey, we need this, we need this. Well, then that's when the Y Board and Vision Atlantic, they pulled those things together. So there's no project like this in the United States. And we're not saying this because I'm here today. This is the most remarkable project that we've been involved in. And it's an honor and privilege to be working in the county and in the community here.
Nick, anything else to add?
We thank the volunteers, the donors, because if we can have them volunteer, there's about a 100% chance they will become donors. So anyway, somebody would like to become a volunteer and help us out, we'll bring you up to speed. We definitely need campaigners out there, because the personal ask is the best way to ask for funding. And relationships, it's all about relationships. People give to people if the cause is good. This cause is off the charts. And, Southwest Iowa is looking upon the Atlantic community as a role model, because the other communities, I know communities have come up here and have picked the brain of Vision Atlantic. They want to learn more, and they're watching it. So you guys, and the state of Iowa is watching this. So the success is going to be so great, and it'll be fun to watch happen here in the next few years.
Very good. Nick, thank you very much. Great to have you here, and really enlightened us on a lot of things here, and I appreciate it.
We appreciate you and your station, and thanks to you.
Nick Zimmer, campaign consultant, and with American City Bureau.